Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. So glad you've joined us for our midweek part of the Pulse. And so glad you're joining in. For those of you that are coming back from yesterday's episode, welcome back. So glad that you're here. And again, if you're here for the first time, welcome to the Pulse. It's a thing we have for Troy Brewer Ministries and for Open Door. And we've got two really big goals here at the Pulse. We are totally wanting to know what's important to God in today, in the moment today, and then also pay very close attention to what's going on around the world and to really seek after God's heart for the events that we're seeing and what's going on and living a prophetic life, living walking with Jesus. There's nothing like it, and we're so glad that you're here. Usually, this seat is occupied by Pastor Troy Brewer, and not today. And so if you're meeting me for the first time, my name is Pastor Ryan Warren. I get to serve at Open Door Church as the student pastor here. And like I said yesterday, if you're wondering what that is, just know it's the best gig here. I've got the best gig here by far. And I get to spend a considerable amount of time with our 7th through 12th grade students and their families. And the great thing about being at Open Door is a lot of time with our kids ministry and our young adults as well. So I get to take part and things like Vacation Bible School. So if you've got someone here, a kid in Dallas-Fort Worth, get them signed up for our Vacation Bible School. And we got a great time. So it's a great time being a part of family ministry here. And the Pulse is a family ministry. Whenever you joined in and joined a part of this community, whether you've been a part of this for days, weeks, months, years, or it's your first day, we're glad that you're here. You've found your community of people to walk through, and we see y'all in the chat. We see different countries represented. We know we have our friends in Canada, so good to see y'all. And of course, some very, very just beautiful people, Argentina. And thank you so much for joining in. Speaking of people from Argentina, we want to say hello to our moderators today. We see y'all. Thank you. Guys, say hello to them. They've been praying for you. They've been praying before today's episode began, and they're praying for you. They want to connect with you. And let's try something a little different. If you're joining in on the Pulse today, and you are whatever country you're in, if you know how to do the emoji thing, why don't you drop the flag emoji? You can go to emojis and then search, type the country that you're in. You'll see a flag pop up. Just hit it and then post it in the chat so we can see these different flags represented. And listen, if you put your country's flag and then somebody else does, it's not a competition. You don't need to go and put three of the same flag in there just to say that you really understood the assignment. Once you put the flag in there, we can celebrate it. It'd be a cool thing to put in the chat. And while you're there, hey, drop a comment. Let us know if there's a city that you want to mention. If you want to let us know that you're new here, please let us know that you're new here. Please let us know because we won't know. Y'all, we have thousands of people that join in on this every single episode. And then we have a certain number of comments and we're like, hey, there's people out there. They need to say hi. And we want to be able to say hi back to them. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Let us know where you're joining in from. And listen, we want to say hello to all of our lifetime members, for those of you on odx.tv, and some of you may be wondering what that is. Our online platform, odx.tv, is where you can find all sorts, just a history of sermons and messages, conference content, our praise and worship sets. Pastor Troy has a pastor's corner there that he shares. And y'all, listen, if you're a fellow pastor out there, listen, Pastor Troy 40 years ago took a machete and started hacking through all of this jungle in ministry and totally made a way for people like for you and I to learn some of these lessons. He learned them the hard way. We can learn them an easier way just by paying attention. So he shares a lot of stories on there of what to look for, of things that are important, of things that aren't as important, of things that he would do differently, of things that he would do the exact same. And so all kind of content like that is on odx.tv. Now, you are here for our Wednesday episode of The Pulse, which we want to invite you to tonight at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, our midweek experience here at Open Door Church, where we have praise and worship. Pastor Pauline Jordan is going to be giving the message tonight. And she has a timely word. We've been talking a lot about transitions. We've been talking a lot about transitioning well. We've been talking a lot about how whenever God moves somebody from point A to point B, and she's going to be continuing this for our midweek service tonight. So you can come join us in at 7 o'clock. If you're local, Dallas-Fort Worth, come and join us here in Burleson. Come be a part of the house here. Come be in the room. We'd love to see you. Make sure you introduce yourself too. You can introduce yourself in the chat. Whenever you get here, make sure that you say hi to somebody. You're going to be greeted excited. And whenever somebody says, hey, welcome, let them know that you're new here so we can give you the best experience possible, learn about you and your family, and get you plugged in. But Pastor Pauline Jordan's going to be giving the message tonight. And it's, you know, it's like, hey, what's the whole goal with y'all's midweek service, your midweek experience? What's the goal? What are you trying to do? Listen, we have so much that happens in our community and in the ministries here from Sunday to Wednesday, that Wednesday, we kind of use that as a way to stay on the same page, to keep each other encouraged, to encourage ourselves in the Lord, to join in praise and worship. We believe that unity makes us a conduit for God's power. And so it's an opportunity for us to not give up meeting together, us coming together before the Lord and saying, we are looking to be rejuvenated. We're looking to be re-energized. We're looking to refocus. And we know that we can trust God with that. And so Wednesday night is an opportunity for you to do that. If you can't be in the room, join us online. We know that the same Spirit of God that's moving here is the same Spirit of God that's moving wherever you're joining in from, and we'd love for you to join us. So with that, also, if you came into the Pulse today and you are carrying something, and you're carrying something you're excited about, or you're carrying something that's a little heavy, we'd love for you to give us a call at our 24-hour, 7 days a week call center, 877-413-0888. And again, I always encourage people, hey, if you call this team and you just let them know what you're experiencing and how you're feeling, if you just give them those two sentences, or you throw a third one in there, and you're like, I'm really seeking direction on this, that would be enough. That would be enough. If you're somebody that you don't want to share all the details and stuff, if you just share that you need prayer, what's heavy, what it is that you're carrying, those people in that team would love to pray for you. They've been praying for you before you even picked up the phone to call. They didn't know your name. They didn't know specifics, but they were praying for you. They're already warmed up. They're already warmed up to pray for you whenever you call. So give us a call. The reason we have that is we want you to know that we have so many people here that are walking with Jesus. We know that you're walking with Jesus. We know that you're seeking him. We know that you're seeking his face, that you want clarity. We just want to encourage you in that. Y'all, we can get upset. We can get frustrated. We can get excited. We can get scared. We can get nervous. The one thing that we cannot do is we cannot give up. And so whenever you reach out for encouragement, you reach out, connect with the team, you're going to be paired and partnered with somebody who loves Jesus and cares about you, and they'd love to pray for you. So give us a call on that as well. Guys, today we're going to be jumping into some more Bible study, and know that y'all are enjoying that. Pastor Troy had his Bible study yesterday, and we want to thank y'all for all of your feedback on that. Some of the additional questions that you had, thank you for sending us those, where you put them in the chat, or you called the call center, or you emailed us and let us know those. But y'all, we're just really getting a sense that now is an incredible time for us to study God's word together. And we want to make the most of this time. So that's what we're about to move into. Again, as a reminder, join us for our midweek service tonight at 7 o'clock. You can come right back here on the platform that you're joining in from, but 7 o'clock Central Standard Time to join in with us. And so I'm going to give y'all a few seconds. If you don't have your Bible already, you can go ahead and get your Bible. And some of you are like, I have the NIV. I have the CSB. I have my New King James. Hey, that's great. Get it. Go and grab it. And if you're like, well, I don't have a paper copy of God's word, I've got it on my phone. That's terrific. Whether you've got it on your laptop side, maybe you have this screen open and then you have God's word on whatever software you're using. That's great. You want to look at it on your phone? That's great. If you have a paper copy, like the one that I do here in studio with me today, this one that I have, I've started bringing this whenever I'm with y'all. I've had this Bible since 2013. It is an incredible one that I've had, and I enjoy having it with me whenever I'm going into something new and I feel like I'm experiencing something new in life. I will usually return to this specific copy of God's Word, this New Living Translation that I have, because even though I'm experiencing something new for me, God saw it long in advance. And what I want to do is I will take a familiar Bible that I have history with, and I will get really, really close to it, because I know that even though this is new, I have history with the Lord. I have history with Jesus, and that I've walked through stuff before. And so whenever I go to familiar pages, a Bible that I have notes in, a Bible that has probably way too many different highlighting colors and underline, and the pages are falling apart, y'all, that is not for me to put it out there and be like, look how much I've used this Bible. What I would hope people would see is there's history with the Lord here. And I want you to know, if I'm facing something new or you're sharing something new with me, I'm going to pull from all of these things that I know to be true about the Lord. And I'm going to pull from all of this experience that I have, that he is faithful, he is loving, he is kind, he is just, so much wisdom. But also that God communicates that if it's important to us, it's important to him. But we totally need to know what his heart is on whatever topic it is that we're studying. We need to know what his thoughts are on that, and we need to know that he can show us the next step to take, and that's what we're going to do for Bible study today. So grab your Bible. If you have a pen and paper, you want to take notes. If you want to take notes on your phone, the only thing I would ask is that if you're going to take notes during Bible study, if I'm going to be a part of it, I would encourage you to, you don't need to write down every single thing that you hear whenever you're listening to a sermon. You don't need to write down every single thing that you hear whenever you're in Bible study or listen to a podcast or a video or a series or on any of the apps. What I would encourage you to do and what I practice is that if I'm in Bible study or if I'm listening to a sermon, what I'm going to write down is that if the Lord reveals to me a next step to take or somebody to contact or a next thing that I want to be a part of, I don't want to lose that next step. So I will write down what I want to do. I will write down what he's revealing for me to say. I will write down, if somebody references a book, I will write that down. I'm writing down everything that I want to take from that into what happens after the Bible study. So I would encourage you, if the Lord speaks to you, and he will, and you start seeing things in scripture like, oh, well, if that's true, then I want to take this step. Write down what that next step is. Write down the verse. Today, I'm going to be showing y'all what it can look like. I've got a travel whiteboard with me, but this is normally what I do with notebook paper. And y'all are going to be able to see kind of what I'll do to set myself up. Like, okay, from this, I want to go here. The Lord's saying this, I want to respond this way. The Lord's saying this, I want to speak this message and go about that. So if you have your Bible, and I hope that you do, I would love if you would go ahead and turn to the book of Acts chapter 2. We're going to be in two different passages, Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 8. And because you're a part of this community and because you're a part of the ecclesia, the global church now, whether this is your first time in a Bible study, this is your second time, this is your 4,000th time in a Bible study, you're a part of God's church and you're joining in this conversation. And so it just seems really appropriate that for this conversation, we begin in Acts chapter 2, which tells us a lot about the early days of the church after Jesus established it. He gave them mission. He gave them a place to be. He gave them people to be around, and he gave them an incredible purpose, was to tell other people about him, this good news, not just this salvation message that they can be saved through Jesus, but a kingdom message that saying the things that Jesus said, living the way that Jesus lived, walking the way that he walked, encouraging people, that doing that was what God's design was, and he wanted to accomplish that through the church. See, that's one of the great mysteries for me, is because God could do everything himself. He really could. With one quick thought, with one quick snap, he could do this, this, and this. But the way that God has lined it up is that he wants to speak through his people. He wants to act through his people. He wants the kingdom of heaven to take place on earth, and he wants to do that through his most treasured possession, which is people. Y'all, a reminder, God doesn't care about anything the way that he cares about the hearts of people. Plain and simple. You can look through all the Old Testament, New Testament. You can hear countless testimonies of people, and it's very apparent that God doesn't care about anything the way that he does the hearts of people. And because of that, we need to care about our own heart. We need to care about the hearts of other people, and the early church really got that. So Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Listen, if you're here and maybe you're a first stepper in Bible study, this is your first time in a Bible study, there's something at the beginning of your Bible. If you have a paper copy, it's all the table of contents. A few pages in, it will list all of the 66 books that are in your Bible. Some it'll have them alphabetically. Some it'll have them in the order that they're listed in those 66 books. It'll have the name of the book, ... all the way through. And then it'll have a page number, and it'll tell you the exact page number that starts on. Now, if that's review for you and you're like, I know what the table, hey, it's not, it may be news to some people. It may be an old thing for you, but we still need to say it. And it's not a sin to check your table of contents. Nobody's going to think less of you if you check it. That's what it's there for. And it's a sign of intelligence to use the information to take the next step. So Acts chapter 2, you're going to get to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Then it jumps straight into the book of Acts. And maybe you have the same Bible I do. I'm on page 885. Maybe you have the exact same one. If you get there, if you start getting into 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, if you get into Philippians, hang a left, come back to us. But Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And again, this was the early church. Let's listen about them. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. So what's one of the first things? We're doing verse by verse study here, and then we're going to move into Acts chapter 8. If we go verse by verse and we just pause right here in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we learn a lot about the early church just right here in this verse. The first thing that we notice about them is that they were devoted. They were devoted people. Now, being devoted something, what that should tell us is they were all in. They were all in. They had gone all in. They had totally conformed their lives to a few things. And let's see these as we go one at a time. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. That's one. To fellowship. That's two. To sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper. That's three. And to prayer. Now, because they were devoted to this, we need to know what and who we are devoted to. Okay, so let's see if we can put this together. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Here's a great question with this verse. Who were the apostles teaching about? Listen, they would cover some of their history from Old Testament stories, from things that they had in the past, but the apostles were teaching about one, Jesus. The apostles were teaching about Jesus. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching, and the apostles' teaching in the early church was about Jesus, was the focus, was the first stop. Do not pass go. Do not go this many spaces. Do not have different topics around. You begin at Jesus, and then as God reveals to expand the topic, but it's got to be about Jesus first. The early church understood this. What's the topic? What's come up? What's in the news? Okay, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's start there, and then if God leads us to go a different direction, we will. If he wants to expand the conversation, but for now, we're going to start with Jesus. The early church knew this. The apostles taught about Jesus, and the whole church conformed their lives and devoted themselves to that teaching. If you start reading through early church or some of Paul's missionaries, some of Paul's letters later in the New Testament, whenever Paul was writing, some of that stuff could be seen as, hey, y'all have expanded the topic and y'all could have totally gone straight Jesus on this. And you started deviating, thinking that you needed more information than what Jesus was going to supply, or you were looking for a different model to begin with other than Jesus. The apostles in the early church knew if we're going to teach about one, it's going to be Jesus. We're going to start there. It's really important. It's a good word for us. Hey, what's the topic in the news? We should automatically run. What does Jesus say about this topic that we're sensing? I know that y'all believe this. I know that you do, because I've met y'all. I've met so many of you at conferences. I've met so many of you during the week. Whenever y'all email or reach out, right, or you call, I know that y'all believe this. It's got to be about Jesus. Amen? Early church knew that. It also says that they were devoted to fellowship. They were devoted to being with one another, to living life with one another. But their fellowship centered around who? Listen, you start reading through, you can make the mistake to think that it started leading about whoever was the human leader at the time. Well, they fellowship, but they were super focused on what was going on in Peter's life. They made Peter the focus. Peter wasn't going to have that. Well, the other apostles, they weren't going to have that. They were going to, hey, if we're going to fellowship, if we're going to get together, you let us choose the topic. You let us choose who we're fellowshipping around. It's going to be Jesus. So that's two. The apostles' teaching, all about Jesus. The fellowship centered around Jesus. The third one, and sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper. The bread symbolizes the body of who? Blood symbolic of the blood of who? Jesus. Jesus. All about Jesus. Are y'all starting to see the trend here? You starting to see the focus? And the last one here, and to prayer. And whenever they were praying, they were taught how to pray. They were taught that prayer was important from who? From Jesus. So just to live as a baseline here with the early church, four for four, focus on Jesus, apostles' teaching, fellowship, the Lord's Supper, and prayer. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Like Pastor Troy says, hey, everybody's going to get as much Jesus as they want. The early church was like, we want all. In verse 43, it says that a deep sense of awe came over them all. Everybody in the church, a deep sense of awe. They were like, whoa, God's doing this. Whoa, God's doing this. I had no idea it could be this good. A deep sense of awe came over them, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. Amazing. That's incredible. Guys, don't miss it. On my here for Acts chapter 2, one of the two words that I wrote down for us to talk about, I have the word now and the word next. And one of the important things that you see in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47, is that they were devoted first, they were devoted now, They chose to be devoted to what was going on. And then what came after that was a deep sense of awe. Now, the amazing thing here, most people are like, hey, I want to have a deep sense of awe that they experienced in verse 43. A deep sense of awe came over many miraculous signs and wonders. So verse 43, most people are going to say, I want to experience verse 43. I want to have a deep sense of awe. Well, listen, now always comes before next. If we want to experience verse 43 as a next part of it, we have to be devoted to what verse 42 says. You remember what verse 42 says? They experience miraculous signs and wonders, but they experience that deep sense of awe after they had decided to be devoted, fully devoted to Jesus. Listen, guys, I love you enough to tell you the truth. The one big thing that I see here right now in verse 42 and 43, listen, the early church realized that a 95% commitment to Jesus was 5% too short. It's too short. And I know there are going to be some people who are like, Ryan, I'm giving in 100%. That's great. Awesome. That's between you and the Lord. That's great. Listen, can I just share with you? Listen, a 95% commitment to the Lord being 5% too short. Listen, a 100% commitment to the Lord does not mean that we're going to do everything perfectly. And the early church did not do everything perfectly. It's not about being at 100% and being perfect. What it is about is being 100% and being passionate. Passionate. Listen, if y'all been a part of this community for any spell of time, the truth is that you and I, we're not going to do this thing perfectly. We're trusting Jesus who is perfect. And while we don't hold each other to that being perfect all the time, y'all, we cannot be people who are not passionate about Jesus. Their deep sense of awe came from them being passionately devoted to Jesus no matter what. Did they do everything perfectly? No. Do you and I do everything perfectly? No. We're trusting Jesus who is, and we're going to follow him passionately. So if you want to experience deep awe, miraculous signs and wonders, it comes after a passionate devotion. Verse 44, all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all people. And each day, one of my favorite verses, one of my favorite sentences in all of the Bible, right here. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. Every day. It's Wednesday for you and I today. Every day. Did people get saved? Did people start following Jesus on Wednesday? Yes. Thursday? Yes. Saturday? Yes. Every single day, people were crossing over from death to life, from darkness to light, from being blind to being able to see, from living in uncertainty to living with incredible clarity. The reason for that is because they were choosing Jesus. And there were thousands of people. Peter preaches his first message and the church goes from 120 to 3,120. That's church growth like off the charts. And there were people, that was happening every day. How did that happen? In your Bibles, I'd love for you to join with me for the next part of this Bible study in Acts chapter 8. And we're going to walk through verse by verse, a very practical verse by verse part where it is totally, totally laid out for us how the church was able to spread the message of Jesus, to rescue the rescuers, to find people who nobody, like they never thought anybody was going to come for them. They didn't know the gospel could ever be presented in a language they could understand. They didn't know if anybody was ever going to meet them with this incredible loving message of Jesus where they were at. Y'all, Acts chapter 8 has an incredible story in detail about how somebody in the early church lived that out and how I believe that you and I are called to be living this out today. So in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, Acts chapter 8, verse 26, I moved over a few pages to page 891, and we're going to focus in on one person who was a part of the early church whose name was Philip. We're going to look at Philip's example for about the next 10 minutes or so and go verse by verse. So if you have your Bible, you can underline, you can circle or box words or put in brackets words that stand out to you. If you want to do what I do, I shared this with y'all. What I'll do is I will put the verse or the passage that I'm on, and I will draw a line straight down on the paper going down. And whenever things start jumping out at me, if I have a question, I will literally take it here and I'll put a Q, and then I will write the question that I have to research it further. If there's a specific verse, I will write the verse and then what it is. If it's a question, if there's somebody that comes up, I may draw an arrow with a bubble. And let's say I read something and it makes me think of Pastor Jerry. I will put Pastor Jerry here. And then if it's for me to call him, I will call and I will make a next step type move on what I need to do with that verse. And I'll just say, hey, Pastor Jerry, I was reading through Acts chapter 8. God really showed my attention on something on this, and you really came to mind. Can you think of any reason why this verse in particular would come to mind, to my mind and my heart? And so this just sets me up so that I can take this. Sometimes I'll take a picture of my notebook with my phone, and I will take the next step, but I want to just stay in step and take the next step that Jesus is leading me to make, and that's how I do it. So I would put here the first thing that as for Philip in verse 26, as for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him. Okay, we don't need to go any further in this verse before we see something amazing. Philip, a part of the early church, an angel of the Lord speaks. And anytime, and Pastor Troy teaches this, whenever you see an angel of the Lord, Old Testament or New Testament, many scholars, many Bible teachers, many Bible readers, many followers believe that when an angel of the Lord shows up, that it could be Jesus in that moment when an angel of the Lord shows up. For this, it says that an angel of the Lord says to him. So if we're just reading it from left to right, we have this person named Philip. We have an angel of the Lord that's showing up in this moment and speaks directly to Philip. And this is the message. This is the first thing that's recorded that comes out of the angel of the Lord's mouth to Philip. Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. Go south. Go downward. Go down. Hey, you're here? I need you to go downward. Y'all, how many people, when the Lord shows up in their lives and they give them a direction and God says, hey, I know that you're wanting to promote. I know that you're wanting to do this. I need you to go downward. Listen, this isn't just semantics. This isn't just this where Philip was being called to go. This was an interesting road for God to call Philip to go. So we already see we have a person in Philip. We have a place that God is already calling them to go. And already for some of you, you may be realizing that you've been living in a pretty painful place, uncertain if you are where God wants you to be, if you're a part of what God wants you to be a part of, if you are fulfilling the purpose that God has for you, you're about to be encouraged greatly. Watch what Philip did, okay? Ask the Lord to speak to you through this, and he will. And even right now, God, I pray that every single person will see what you have for them and will hear what you have for them over these next verses, that they will see Philip's example as what he experienced, but God, they would not miss the incredible, unique message that you have for them in Jesus' name. Amen. So go south down to the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. Verse 27. Hey, I have this in brackets like this, these next four words, okay? Angel of the Lord shows up. Philip, you need to go. Watch how much he goes from a little bit of confusion to clarity. Watch how quickly this is. Philip's here. The angel of the Lord tells him to go here. Verse 27, so he started out. He heard from the Lord. You need to go. He didn't form a prayer team. He wasn't like Ryan and get a whole bunch of books on the topic to make sure that he was fully researched before he took the step. What God's word says was God says, go here. And it just says, so he started out. He didn't become an expert. He didn't become an expert in that desert road. He didn't start compiling resources. He started out and moved on what God said. And he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under the Kandake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship. A great way to study the book of Acts is if you just pay attention to the people that are being talked about and the places that these people are, God will begin to wake you up and enliven you to how alive his word truly is. Because you have real people in real places. And all of this stuff kind of starts to come out whenever you're like, oh, this is an actual person. But now Philip, an actual person, responding to the Lord, he goes to the place that God has him to go, and he immediately meets another person. What did we talk about earlier? I don't understand. God does things through people. He could do it all himself, but he wants to speak and act through us. Step into this. I know that you are, and I know that you will. And he says that he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. So Philip goes, sees this chariot, this carriage. There's an Ethiopian eunuch who has great responsibility, great authority, and he sees that he's reading the Bible. He's reading God's word. He's reading from the scroll, the prophet, from Isaiah. Verse 29, the Holy Spirit said to Philip, okay, so an angel of the Lord shows up, gives him direction. Now the Holy Spirit's involved. And it says the Holy Spirit in verse 29, the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk beside the carriage. Go over and walk beside the carriage. Some more instructions, just the next step. Literally, take the next steps. So Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Hey, don't miss that. An incredible part of that verse. The Holy Spirit says to go and walk over, and Philip runs. I love that. Go and walk over. I'm going to run. Because he was passionately devoted, as it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. He didn't do it perfectly. Well, Holy Spirit said walk, and you ran. Hey, he didn't do it perfectly to follow like that, but he did it passionately. Isn't that incredible? Watch what happens. To the prophet Isaiah, Philip asked, do you understand what you're reading? That's a great Bible study question. Hey, you're reading the Bible. Do you understand what it is that you're reading? Look at this incredible response. The man replies, how can I unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. That's an open invitation. That's an open invitation. Y'all, whenever we're obedient and we take the next step that God calls us to do, y'all, we have no idea what's actually going on in that person's life that they're going to get excited about. God was already moving in this man's life before Philip even got onto the scene. And Philip wasn't going to forget that. Hey, I hope that y'all, whenever you put places and things that the Lord has shown you, I hope and pray that you remember better than I do. Recently, Pastor Candace was traveling, and while she was gone, she came to me and she said, Pastor Ryan, I'm going to be gone next gen. She goes, I want you to know, I trust you. I trust you. I really do. I trust you. Like if anything comes, like I just handle it when we get back. Like you made great call, all this stuff. And I was just like, okay, here we go. And it's kids and it's young adults and it's Pastor Frankie and it's Aubrey and Olivia. These people are special to her. Ryan, don't blow this. And y'all, she gives me the card that she uses to purchase things for kids ministry, for students, for young adults. She hands me her card that has her name. And she goes, hey, while I'm gone, if you need anything, here's the card. Just take care of it. Keep track of the receipts. And I like, y'all, she handed me that card and I was like, this is a big deal. I'm not going to forget this. I'm not going to lose track of this. I'm not going to lose it. And so I had a book with me in her office whenever we were meeting. And I was like, I know I'm going to put it a place that I will never forget where it is. And so I opened the book that I had. I was reading this book. It was on page 51. Psalm 51 is a big thing for me this year. It had a thing about the reality of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm like, this is the perfect place. I don't have my wallet on me. I'm going to put this card right here in this book. I've got the book with me. I'll go back to the office. I'll get the card. I'll put it in a safe spot. Y'all already know what happened. I totally forgot that I had put it in the book. I went looking in my wallet. She was traveling for 3 days. I looked everywhere. I started panicking. I was like, I know that I put that somewhere. There's no way. I went back to her office and checked. I checked my wallet. I checked the jeans that I had on. I was looking every place for this because like I said, I was not going to forget. I said I was going to put it in a place that I was going to remember. And y'all, the other night, I started looking. I'm like, maybe I had a book with me. That's not uncommon. So I go through and the first book I look, I was like, it wasn't in there. And I was like, I know. Y'all, I got the book and it's A Call to Christian Formation. I flip in there. The card was in there. And I was like, how did I forget? I literally said, I'm going to put it in a place that I will not forget this. Y'all, similar to that, we do things like that with the Lord all the time where we're like, God, thank you so much for this. I'm never going to forget this. Y'all, we need God's help to remember what we want to remember. May we be so desperate in every area of our life. Y'all, Philip was desperate and he ran up to that chariot. He was not going to forget that he was devoted, which doesn't mean he did it perfectly, but he was going to do it passionately. So the passage of scripture that he had been reading was this. He was like a sheep led to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Why don't you catch up on Pastor Troy's sermon series, Justice League? Justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from him from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, here's another open invitation. Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. Philip didn't go back to the story of the garden being created and Adam and Eve. He didn't go through and say, oh, we need to cover Psalms. Before we answer your question about Isaiah, we need to get you caught up to speed. You need to start memorizing all of these parts of these books of the Bible and this. You need to do a whole lot more Bible study before I answer your question on this. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Y'all, I can get so worked up on this because we spend so much time trying to answer questions that people aren't actually asking that we're missing the ones that people actually are. Praise God for him slowing us down enough to even connect with y'all on this. If you have a question or something, like, share it, please, so that we can prayerfully seek this out and seek the Lord with you. We need to be unified. Listen, guys, we can't miss this. I want to share one more thing with you, and I drew this out before. You've got Philip who's showing up, and he's got this man that he encounters. And I know my handwriting is what it is, and everybody on Next Gen gives me a tough time. I'm going to read them. But let's say that you come across this person. God puts you in a place like he did Philip. He puts you around people. Listen, we need to know that God's already at work in the person's life, where whenever we meet somebody, we're encountering their ambitions. We're encountering all that person's vulnerabilities. That person is walking around with fears that the Lord's addressing. They have passions. They have skills and strengths. They have a working style. They have assumptions and expectations that they're going through. They have personal and family issues. God, thank you for helping. They have workplace pressures and politics that they're going over. Y'all, these are just some of the things that come to mind that Philip encountered whenever he met this man. And he was not going to sit there and have a conversation about all these things. He was going to answer the question that the guy was asking. As they rode along, they came to some water. After he's telling them the good news about Jesus, they came to some water. So another place with this person that God's put in his life. And the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? How did he know anything about baptism? How did he know? What had happened is Philip and him had started a relationship, and it's very possible that Philip had talked about baptism as a part of their relationship. They began with the question that was burning on his heart. Philip addressed it, walked with him, and look what happened next. God revealed the next step, not just for him, but for Philip too. He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Look, they're both living purposefully. Both of them were in the place that God wanted them to be. Both of them were with people that God wanted them to be around. And look how purposeful things got just whenever they got in the right location. Listen, for some of you, it's going to be such an easy thing to go from having uncertainty to clarity because you just need to move and get your feet in a place where your faith wants to be. Move your feet. Your faith is like, we need to get our feet right here. For some of you, you've been joining in on the Pulse locally here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm not telling you what to do, but if your faith is prompting you to put your feet in the room and come join us in person, please do that. If you've considered coming to a conference or one of our retreats, one of the conferences, one of the ODX weekend, listen, it could be just get your feet in the room and watch what happens. You've got the faith for it. You're already tuning in here. You're already joining in on this Bible study. The faith part there, get your feet where your faith is calling you to go. Get there. And the same true is whenever people are there. As soon as God puts people in our lives, y'all, we can trust that we have the perfect people that God wants to have in our lives. Let's land this thing. Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, Philip baptized him. Verse by verse here, 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. Okay, like, reading the Bible and studying the Bible, y'all, there's sometimes I'm not studying for a sermon. I'm not studying for, I'm just reading it to read it. And this is one of those stories. Anytime I read it, I'm like, I would have loved to see that. There's a few moments in scripture that I'm like, I want to see it. I want to see the fish spit Jonah out. I don't know how that looked. I don't know how it sounded. I don't know how gross it was. There was a lot going on those 3 days. I would have loved to be like, not close to him because he would have smelled pretty bad, but I'd love, like, I don't know if it would like, the fish like hawked it up, and like if it was a distance thing, like I don't know how long Jonah was in the air when he got spit out. I would have loved to have seen that. I would have loved to have seen this. You got two people in the water, one baptized, they come up, and then all of a sudden, Star Trek moment. Just totally gets translated somewhere else. The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Hey, that's a great verse for us to see. Listen, the eunuch's faith was not tied to Philip. That man did not panic and be like, oh no, the person who led me to the Lord isn't around anymore. What am I going to do? Hey, guys, whenever we encourage people to follow Jesus, let's make sure that we are pointing them to Jesus, that we're going to let them down. At some point, we're going to let each other down. That's normal. You know, Jesus is not going to let us down. He is not going to let us down. He's not going to leave us shortchanged. Philip made sure, hey, this guy's faith needs to be rooted in Jesus. Why? Because Acts 2:42 tells us an intense, passionate devotion is what this man had, which is why it wasn't attached to Philip. Never saw him again. Meanwhile, verse 40, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north. Guys, don't miss this. Don't miss this. You want to experience the provision, the protection, the promotion that God has for you? The initial word that he got was to go south. Go downward. I know that you want to go up. I know that you want to go to the next level. I need you to go down. Okay, Lord, I'm going to sprint and go down. Watch this. On the other side of obedience, what did the Lord do? He went north. On the other side of this, found himself far north at a town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. What did Philip do after he went to the place that God wanted him to be, around the people, experiencing the purpose? What did he do? He just went on to the next. He was excited. He was in step with the Lord. Y'all, today, please receive what God is pouring out during this time, that if you were looking for the exact place that God wants you, he's faithful and he'll reveal it. If you're looking for the people, you're already a part of this community. Now would be a great time to just to say thank you, to put in the chat, thank you, God, that I am not alone, that I'm not having to do this Lone Ranger thing. There may be somebody that you have chatted with. That right there in the chat, it's a perfect place for you to say, hey, I see this about you. I just want to say thank you for you. It could be for one of our moderators. It could be for somebody that you're in conversation with. Just say, hey, I see this about you. Thank you so much for being here. You're an encouragement to me. Philip did that. I'm going to go to where I need to be. I'm going to go around who I need to be, and I'm going to experience what the Lord wants me to experience. Y'all, Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47, Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 40, verse by verse, come on. Guys, thank y'all so much for joining in on Bible study today. If you have questions about this, you have comments, you have insults, if you'd like to insult me, you can call the call center, you can email. We'll take all of that. Equal opportunity here. Now, I know y'all are so loving. I know that you're encouraged by this. I want to pray for you. And then before I pray, I want to invite you to make sure that you join in tonight for our midweek experience. Again, Pastor Pauline Jordan is going to be preaching incredible praise and worship. Guys, please be a part of the praise and worship that we experience. God is pouring it out in a real way. Let me pray for you. God, I thank you for each of these who've joined in on Bible study today. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just declare that each of them can hear your voice clearly. They can hear your voice clearly whenever they pray. I declare in Jesus' name, they can hear you speak through your word. Your word is living and active. And I just declare in Jesus' name that every single person who's listening to my voice, pray this right now, either live for this episode of The Pulse or in days to come, God, that they can become alive to your word. Your word is already living and active. And right now, they're becoming alive to it. They're seeing the importance of your word in their life in a new way. They're seeing the vital part of that. If God said it, I believe it. Father, we come before you and we acknowledge we did not write the Bible. You did. We are assigned to read it. We are assigned to respond to it. We are assigned to take the next step as you reveal it. Nothing more, nothing less. Just accurate, healthy, trusting obedience. And I thank you for each one of these. God, bless them, bless them, bless them. Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you. Guys, amen, amen, amen. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode of The Pulse, and we'll see you tonight for Midweek Experience. God bless y'all.